You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Abraham Gordon, the author of the novel, A Light in the Tunnel. Mr. Gordon, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you in the book here. So tell us, for starters, what inspired you to write this book, A Light in the Tunnel?
Yeah, I would say that I feel that our culture is very inundated with critiquing, you know, everything and everything. A lot of negative energy talking about how things don't work and how they should be. And so I just got inspired to come up with a creative solution myself. So A Light in the Tunnel is a story of how we kind of move in a more positive direction into the future, and a series of events, realistic events, that transpire in order for that to take place.
And Abraham, tell us, what would you say makes this book different from others that fall into the same category?
Yeah, so A Light in the Tunnel is a fusion between a novel and a spiritual text. So it's inspirational, but there's also a story to it. So there's a lot of life messages in it and keys to living more successfully. But then there's also a really engaging story that hooks the reader and keeps it going, turns it into a page turner.
And thanks for sharing some of those details. Now, looking at the process, shifting gears a little here, what is the process like for completing such a large project in writing a book such as A Light in the Tunnel?
Yeah, the most important thing for me was to enjoy doing it. So not to see it as a task, as something arduous I had to get up and do all the time, which sometimes I would fall into that trap. Like, what have I taken on, this gigantic project? So reminding myself that I love to write, and this is an activity that sparks joy in my life, and also that I don't need to complete it all in one day, that it's just continue to take one step after the next. And I just kept doing that and had that mentality in mind, and eventually I completed it.
And that is no small task today. We're joined by Mr. Abraham Gordon, author of the novel A Light in the Tunnel, here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Author Channel, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at the content of the book, what's one crucial message from the story?
Yeah, crucial message. Picking one here. Well, let me pick two, if that's okay. One is that our school systems, I think, are overlooked a lot, but if we transform the way that our children spend their days, then that will really bring about the changes that we need. So a lot of times I feel that reforming the education system is overlooked, but it really leads to this practice of seeing life as hard work and this life of competition, me against the next person, all of that, as opposed to, oh, I really want to find my passion. I really want to enjoy my life and how I'm spending my day and all of that. So I hope to open up the reader to looking more closely at how our children are spending their time in school and can we do better. And the second one I would say along those lines is another crucial message is that I feel that purpose, finding purpose in life, is really essential to feeling healthy and to be happy. That if you're spending your days not really doing something that you care about, it's really hard to be happy. So this search for purpose being as essential as, you know, breathing air or drinking water, that we humans are really wired to feel a sense of purpose, and that we should search for it in our lives.
Yeah, finding our life's purpose, no doubt, is a crucial message, and everyone wants to know and have that revealed. So thanks for bringing attention to that. Lastly, what is the most challenging aspect of the process, getting back to the process of completing such a large task in writing this book? What was the most challenging aspect?
Most challenging aspect, I would say, is just the self-doubt that creeps in, wondering, why am I doing this? Is it any good? Will anyone like it? Those types of mental habits, and just really maintaining my self-respect, self-esteem, and again, maintaining my joy. The other aspect that's challenging now that I'm finding out is the marketing aspect, is getting it out there. So, you know, for me, writing it was the first step, but the whole process of this creation was really an act of service. Now, like, okay, where can I use my talents? How can I find purpose? Okay, creating this thing. But now I really believe in this work. Now I have to get it out there. So enter a world where people are constantly inundated with all sorts of products and things. And I say that we're in this culture, we're constantly being come onto by everyone. So within that sea of you know, vast marketing and products, you know, how can I offer this without being pushy and in a respectful way, and really believing that someone might enjoy the work that I put together?
Well, Abraham, certainly inspiring, the whole process, the mindset. Really appreciate your joining us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Yeah, just to remember that life is fun, and that, you know, for whatever it's worth, I try to love everyone, to accept everyone. And I believe that all of us are diverse and we each have a spark. And even if it seems that no one else is supporting that spark for you in your life, you know, dig deep, look at what your talents are, and I'm sure you'll find something too. Finding writing and creating a light in the tunnel has really transformed my life. I feel more purposeful now, and I have a practice that I really enjoy. And if you would like to find a light in the tunnel, you can visit my website at alightinthetunnel.com. And I'm just completing the audiobook, which will be available on Scribble in the next few weeks.
And that's pretty awesome indeed. Again, Abraham, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you as well. My pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking with Mr. Abraham Gordon, the author of the novel A Light in the Tunnel. And for further details, simply visit alightinthetunnel.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.